I'm Bill Littlefield, coming up on Only a Game. Hal Needham, stuntman, athlete, and sucker for a pretty face. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our look at the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
As are we all, Bill.
Yes, indeed. You maintained last week, as you do before each NFL championship, that the Super Bowl is good. I guess at least 400 people who held tickets to last Sunday's game would disagree.
Actually, they were very lucky because they could have all been shuffled into their ill-constructed seats and been injured by now. They could have very good seats in various Dallas area hospitals now. Yes, the Super Bowl is good. This particular Super Bowl had some real problems.
Charlie, the cliche has it that after you win the Super Bowl, you go to Disney World. I guess Clay Matthews of the Packers was reading from another script.
Yes, he went and became an unofficial character in a WWE drama in which he leaped into the ring as an alternate referee to make a three count.
The referees almost never get involved.
Well, the ones from the stands do a lot.
That's what I mean.
What were the odds that he would have a referee shirt with him, by the way?
This week's bargaining sessions between the NFL and the Players Association were scheduled to go long. They didn't. Was that a good sign or a bad sign?
That's a normal sign because the NFL owners do not want a settlement except on every one of their terms, and they're not likely to get that. There are no real problems to fix in this game. This is just one side being really greedy and want to claw some money back. So, no, I'm not surprised at all when no solution is reached.
Well, just out of curiosity, how long before a solution is reached, and will there be football?
I suspect midway through next season is a pretty good bet.
Heisman winner Cam Newton worked out for the media on Thursday. The trial was in shorts, which I'm told means that it was meaningless. But can you explain why so many of the resulting stories suggest that Newton should not be a high draft pick?
Well, apparently he's got the wrong overhand delivery or something, and apparently because Jamarcus Russell didn't work out with Oakland, which is one I don't exactly understand. Perhaps he's a bit overrated given what his team accomplished. I would still take a chance on him.
Penguins captain Sidney Crosby says there's no guarantee that he will return from a concussion to play more hockey this season. Crosby has been out since January 5th after taking blows to the head in two games in a row. Bruins captain Mark Savard has already been ruled out for the season because of concussion problems he's had. Football gets most of the negative press for concussions, but maybe it's time to look a little more closely at hockey.
Well, I think hockey should have been looking a little closely at hockey. Eric Lindros should have been a dominant player of his era, and his career was cut short, as was that of his brother, by the way, because of post-concussion syndrome and chronic tendency to get concussions. I think you're going to be seeing a lot more concentration of this in hockey, and I think a lot more concentration on this in soccer.
In pro basketball news, Jerry Sloan, the longest tenured head coach in any of the four major sports, is walking away from the Utah Jazz. He is the only NBA coach to have won 1,000 games with one team. My favorite stat regarding Jerry Sloan is that the Los Angeles Clippers ran through 13 head coaches during his tenure with the Jazz.
Yeah, coaches simply do not hold on to jobs as long as Jerry Sloan hung on to his in Utah. He had, you know, the most, let's face it, unique fan base demographic to deal with. He had cheapskate owners. He had Karl Malone and John Stockton through the entire prime of their careers. And you could say he lucked into them, but he didn't luck into keeping them. He's a heck of a coach. I mean, he will be missed. This is a major story in the NBA.
On Thursday night, Celtics guard Ray Allen broke Reggie Miller's NBA record for career three-pointers. So, three cheers for the new three-point king.
Three cheers for he and for Reggie Miller, who was in attendance as part of the TNT broadcast crew, whose record Ray Allen broke. They had a lovely little ceremony by courtside after he'd done it. Ray Allen is everything you want in a professional athlete. Of course, the Celtics went on and lost the game.
Yeah, I was going to say, that would have been the better punchline.
Sort of bummed everyone out. But, yeah, this is a considerable record for him.
Barry Bonds is no longer facing 11 felony charges for perjury. This week, federal prosecutors cut that number to 5 charges. These indictments have been hanging over Bonds since 2007. Do you think this means prosecutors might soon move forward?
I have no idea. I do know it means that prosecutors are wondering about what kind of case they have. At a certain level, this has been a preposterous exercise since day one. We're still dealing with renegade drug agents and leaking prosecutions, and who knows what's going to complicate the trials they have left. I suspect the number of felony charges will be down to 1 or 2 sometime before they go to trial.
Am I the only one who thinks this is all playing out like a Monty Python skit? You have 11 felony charges.
No,
five. Is it one misdemeanor?
Nobody expects the Spanish Inquisition.
Tom Hicks, former owner of the Texas Rangers, is also the former owner of Premiership Soccer Club Liverpool. Mr. Hicks is now claiming he was swindled by that club's directors when they forced him to sell it. He's looking for $1.6 billion in damages. You like his chances?
No, I don't, actually, because Tom Hicks is going to have to fight this one out in British courts, unfortunately, and I like the home field advantage there.
One reason to opt out of blood boosting, if you're a competitive cyclist, is that you might get caught and get suspended. This week, Italian pro cyclist Riccardo Ricco provided another reason to stay clean.
His blood he used to give himself a transfusion had gone bad, and he's very, very ill right now.
Giving oneself a transfusion just seems like a bad idea, whether you're an athlete or not.
Well, I think you should hire someone to give you. Blood doping is one of these things, you know, hey, it's your blood. Do what you want with it. Of course, the anti-doping people are now crying crocodile tears about poor Riccardo Ricco and what this proves about the nature of their phony baloney jobs. But I think you should really hire professionals to give yourself a blood transfusion.
I did not know until this week that the sport of curling is big in Nebraska. Undeniable proof, about 80 proof of that, emerged in Valentine, Nebraska this week when Jordan's Bar in Valentine began installing a curling rink. So how can I resist asking what could possibly go wrong?
Apparently nothing has gone wrong so far. The folks were hanging around Jordan's Bar in Valentine, Nebraska in the winter watching the Olympics. There was probably a blizzard outside. And they said, hey, that looks like fun. So they put up a sheet of ice outside, and now instead of using the stones, they use milk jugs, which obviously, this being Western Nebraska, were just sort of hanging around, filled with cement, and now they curl outside Jordan's Bar. I will pay Jordan's Bar up to $20 if they don't allow anybody from ESPN to come to their bar and film this and just keep it as a nice barroom sport. But I don't like my chances.
Charlie Pierce is the author of Idiot America and several other books. And, of course, he joins me each week on Only a Game as well. Thank you, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.